The pasuk describes v'asafsufa shel b'kirboi tavut ta'ava. We have the asafsuf, those that were added on, the erev rav. They have desires. And then the Jewish people start complaining, mi achilenu basar, we wish someone would feed us meat. So Rashi says, what are they complaining about? The pasuk says, v'gamer erev rav alai tam etzonu v'kom, ikne chaved mod, they had a lot of meat. They'd only been a year and a half in the desert, and they had a lot of cattle with them. Well, that doesn't work, says Rashi. How come they didn't have meat? You'll tell me they ate up their meat. Well, 40 years later, the pasuk still describes them as mikne rav. They have a lot of cattle going into Israel. That's why the tribe of Reuven, Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh say, we need this territory on the eastern side of the Jordan because we have so much cattle. So they had a lot of meat. So what are they complaining about? So Rashi says, the truth is they were looking for reasons to complain. That's what we discussed last night. Peanut butter, jelly. Sometimes kids are only looking to complain. We all have that within us. So Rav Chalap says, but you still have to explain what's going on here. Because even when you're looking for a reason to complain, you have to have a reason to complain. You're looking for a reason, but you got to have a reason. If they have so much cattle, what were they complaining? Who's giving us meat? Rav Chalap says that when it comes to our desires, so they can be intoxicating. And a person doesn't even notice when what they're saying is not true. When a person's intoxicated with wine, you don't have questions about what they say. Because you're saying the guy's intoxicated. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Rav Chalap says, don't get confused. When people are very, very focused on a desire, it's also intoxicating. And even if a person has a lot of cattle, they could say, why don't I have meat? Because right now they want more meat. When a person wants more, he's not thinking about what he has on his plate. You ever been at a table where someone says, can I have some of that? And they forgot that they have that on their plate. I see that very often, that people ask for something and they have the same thing on their plate and they forgot they have it. What happens, as Rav Chalap, is that desire and intellect are on opposing sides. And desire is a feeling. And what desire does is it confuses our thoughts. It tries to tell us that don't think so much. Be focused on what you want. And that's why desire can intoxicate a person. And when a person lets it take over, so then he doesn't even realize that he's talking nonsense. And an example of that is, I'm saying, he doesn't write this, an example of that is when we get upset. In moments that people get upset, they can say things that are completely foolish. They make no sense. They can destroy their lives. They can destroy relationships. They can do things that are so dumb. There's no other word for it. So wait a second, why did you do that? Says Rav Chalap, because there are moments when a person allows his desire to be the driver. When the desire is in the driver's seat, so then things don't have to, they don't have to adhere to what our intellect demands. Yes?
If you're connecting it to someone who makes dumb mistakes or says dumb things when he's upset, then does that mean that his desire at the moment that he's upset is to ruin everything? Or is his desire
no.
something?
His desire is to express his anger. I'm saying that that's an example of where we let our desire sit in the driver's seat and suddenly nothing else matters.
I was overcome. I was taken over. You're not yourself. Whatever it is, people explain it. Like you say.
Well, people let themselves. There's
right.
always that moment when a person lets himself.
My question was, what is your desire?
Right, but what's insightful here, we all know that in moments of anger, people can lose it. Rav Chalap is saying it's not only anger, it's any desire. When a person allows his desire to be the focus, so then his intellect can really not only take a back seat, almost be non-existent.
Yeah.
He can say things that are completely not logical. Um,